بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his wives, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam up until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In this lesson, we start a new chapter within the book of At-Tahara. And the chapter, it is called Bab al-Siwak. Bab al-Siwak. And of course, al-Siwak, it refers to a person cleaning his mouth. Before we go into the hadith, the author, rahimahullah, he mentions an introduction. And in the translation, you want to have this introduction. He said, Babu siwak, as-siwak bi kasri sin. That as-siwak, it is said with the sin having a kasra underneath it. So it's not sawak with a fatha, rather it's siwak with a kasra. Ismun lil'ud alladhi yutasawwaku bihi. So as-siwak is the name of the stick with which a person cleans his mouth. وَلِلْفِعْلِ الَّذِي هُوَ دَلْكُ الْإِسْأَسْنَانِ بِالْعُودِ أَوْ نَحْوِهِ. And the word as-siwak, it also refers to the action of a person rubbing his teeth with the stick or whatever is similar to it. And what is the result of, or what is the objective behind using the miswak? لِتَذْهَبَ الصُّفْرَةِ وَالْأَوْسَاخِ. So that the yellowness or the dirt from the teeth are removed. وَلِيُطَهَّرَ الْفَمْ وَيُحْصَلَ الثَّوَابِ. And so a person's mouth, it is clean and reward is achieved. وَمُنَاسِبَةُ ذِكْرِهِ هُنَا. And the reason why the chapter of miswak or the hadith regarding miswak are brought here, أَنَّهُ مِن سُنَنِ الْوُضُوءِ. Because using the miswak is from the sunan, from the recommended actions of the wudu. وَمِنَ الطَّهَارَةِ الْمُرَغَّبْ فِيهَا. And also using the miswak is from the purification which we have been encouraged to do. وَهُوَ أَحَدُ أَبْوَابِ كِتَابِ الطَّهَارَةِ الْمُتَقَدِّمِ. And it is one of the chapters from the book of At-Tahara. وَفِيهِ مِنَ الْفَوَائِدِ مَا يَفُوتُ الْحَصْرِ. And using the miswak has many benefits which cannot be limited. من النظافة, from cleanliness, والصحة, and good health, وقطع الرائحة الكريهة, and a person preventing bad smells, i.e. emanating from his mouth, والطيب الفم, and a person cleaning or purifying his mouth, وتحصيل الثواب, and a person achieving the reward from Allah, with وَاتِّبَاعَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, and a person following the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in reality, the miswak, it does have a number of benefits which go back to health, cleanliness, purity, purification, and more than all of this, that a person acquires reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also that a person is following the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم by using the miswak. And if the only benefit in using miswak or siwak was that there is reward from Allah, then this is enough. If the only benefit is that we are following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then this is enough. Never mind the fact that there are many other benefits. This action of cleaning the teeth, it is sometimes called as-siwak, and sometimes it is called al-miswak. And the plural of the word as-siwak is suuk. And the plural of the word miswak is masawik. However, both of them mean the same thing. Either it relates to the action of a person cleaning his teeth, or it refers to the thing which is used, the stick which is used, or whatever is similar to it in cleaning the teeth. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, when it comes to the virtues of using the miswak, he said, "Tathirun lil fam wa mardatun lil Rabb," that it cleans a person's mouth and it pleases the Lord, pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The siwak, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do or used to use in most cases, was something from a tree called al-araq. And the objective behind using the miswak is two things, like I mentioned in the hadith: cleaning the mouth, purifying the mouth, the teeth, and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is it permitted for a person to use toothbrush in the place of a miswak? Or does this also come under the virtue of using miswak? Many amongst the scholars have said, yes, it does. Because miswak or siwak, it relates to the action of a person cleaning his teeth, regardless of that which he is using. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself, there's various narrations in which he used different things. So he used a branch or a twig from the tree araq, and he also used a jarida, something from the palm tree, and other types of things that he used. So this shows that the main thing is that a person cleans his mouth and not the thing which is being used. However, using the miswak, which we know, which is readily available, then this is better than using a toothbrush in certain instances. Why? Firstly, a person can carry with him wherever he is. And number two, it's closer to that which is natural and organic. And Sheikh Salil Fawzan, he said, وَيَكُونُ السِّوَاكُ بِعُودٍ لَيِّنٍ مِنْ أَرَاكُ, that when a person wants to use the miswak, then the miswak should be from a stick which is softened from the araq tree, or zaytun, or from the zaytun tree, or urjun, or from the urjun plant, or ghayriha, or anything else, مِمَّا لَا يَتَفَتَّتْ وَلَا يُجَرِّحَ الْفَمْ, anything which does not break up and neither does it harm a person's mouth. And the miswak, it is sunnatun muakkada. It is an emphasized sunnah, meaning cleaning the mouth and making sure we have hygiene. It is a sunnah which has been strongly emphasized. And there is no specific time for making miswak. Rather, a person should make miswak or clean his teeth with the miswak any time and every time. However, there are certain times when it is more recommended to use miswak. It is more recommended to use the miswak. And this is because in these times, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to constantly clean his teeth. And these places or these times which I've summarized and put together are 10 specific places, and Allah knows best. Number one, before making wudu. Firstly, before making wudu. Secondly, before every prayer. Thirdly, when a person is getting ready for Jum'ah, for the prayer, the Friday prayer. Fourthly, when waking up from sleep. And for each one of these instances, there is a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did so. Fifth, before going to sleep. Sixth, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use it when he used to wake up in the middle of the night to pray Qiyam al-Layl. Seventh, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to enter his house, he used to clean his teeth with the miswak. Eighth, when it comes to reciting the Quran. Ninth, when a person is ill, even if the illness is severe. And we're going to come to some of these reasons when we go through the hadith. And tenth, even when a person is fasting. And some of the ulama, some of the fuqaha, they mentioned that using the miswak whilst a person is fasting, it is makruh. It is something which is disliked. And this is because the smell which emanates from a person's mouth whilst he is fasting is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those ulama said that when you brush your teeth, whether it's with a miswak, which we know, traditional miswak or something else, then it gets rid of that smell. But that which is correct, and Allah knows best, that it is not disliked. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use the miswak himself whilst he was fasting. So this use, that it is just as emphasized to use it whilst fasting than when you are not fasting. And how does a person clean his teeth, or how does a person perform a siwak? And it is that using the stick or whatever he's using, a person rubs his teeth, his gums and his tongue. All of these things are cleaned. And all of these three things are mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and some of them we will discuss in the hadith. So a person, when cleaning or brushing his teeth, brushes or cleans his teeth, his gums and his tongue. And he starts from the right side of his mouth and he goes towards the left side. And this is in keeping with the principle which we mentioned from the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يُعْجِبُهُ التَّيَمُّن, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to always like starting from the right side. And when a person is holding the miswak, then he holds it with his left hand. And this is what Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he mentions in his book Al-Mulakhas al-Fiqh. He says, وَيُمْسِكَ الْمِسْوَاكُ بِيَدِهِ الْيُسْرَى, that a person, when he's using the miswak, he holds the miswak with his left hand. And this is what is found with the Hanabila. The Hanabila in their madhab, they say that the miswak should be done using the left hand. And Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, he also says the same thing. And this is because they say that miswak, it is from bab izalat najasa. It is from the actions of removing impurities. And whenever we remove impurities, then we use the left hand. However, one of the contemporary mashayikh, Sheikh Sulaiman al-Rahili from Medina, he mentions a beautiful benefit and more detail. And he said, because the problem that we have is using the miswak, is it a pure act of worship, which therefore we should do with the right hand, or is it something in which we are removing impurities and therefore we do it with the left hand? And Shaykh Sulaiman al-Rahili, he said that which some of the Malikiya have mentioned, then it is more correct. That which some of the Malikiya have mentioned, then that is more correct. Mahdi, the Malikiya, rahimahumullah. He said that if the mouth is dirty and therefore you're removing impurities, then use the miswak with your left hand. Because now this is bab izalat najasa. Now you are removing impurities. However, if your mouth is clean, and you're purely doing the miswak to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or just to maintain the cleanliness, then you use your right hand. So this is something, this is a benefit which is very beautiful. So in general, these are, or in summary, these are the rulings regarding the miswak. We go to the ahadith. The first hadith is the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لولا أن أشق على أمتي لأمرتهم بالسواك مع كل وضوء عند كل صلاة متفق عليه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, as is narrated by Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, if I had not feared for my ummah, I feared difficulty upon my ummah, then I would order them to use the siwak, or to clean their mouth with every wudu or with every prayer. Before every wudu and or before every prayer. So the wording which is used in this hadith, number one, the first word is lawla. And the meaning of lawla in Arabic is if only something, then I would do something. So you, in a sentence which begins with the word lawla, you have two distinct parts. Something that you are not able to do, and then the reason why you are not able to do it. So in this instance, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not willing to order the people to make siwak or to use miswak with every single prayer, with every single wudu. And what is the reason that prevents him from doing it? The difficulty that the ummah will come upon. And the general meaning of this hadith is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came to guide the ummah, to guide the people to everything which is good and beneficial to us in every aspect of our lives. And from the aspect of our lives is, as we mentioned in the khutbah today, personal hygiene. And personal hygiene, and especially the hygiene of the mouth, is so important that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he wanted to make it an obligation upon the ummah before every prayer and before every wudu. And the only thing which prevented the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam making it an obligation upon us is his mercy and his compassion for us as his ummah, that it would be something that is too difficult for us. So what are the benefits that are taken from this hadith? Number one, the great virtue of using the miswak, and that it is strongly emphasized. Rather, it would be from the wajibat. It would be a part of the wudu had the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam not had compassion upon us. The second benefit is that one of the more emphasized times to make miswak is either before every prayer or before every wudu. And why is the miswak further emphasized before the prayer, before the wudu, when a person is fasting? I mentioned when a person wakes up at night to pray Qiyam al-Layl before reciting Quran. Why is it specific in these times? The ulama, they have mentioned different reasons for this. And some of them, for example, Ibn Daqiq al-Eid, the author mentions that he said the reasons why these times are more special is because this is a time in which you are seeking closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because you are seeking closeness to Allah, as opposed to other times when you're going out, you're coming in, you're waking in the morning, so on and so forth. Because you are seeking closeness to Allah, then it's better to seek closeness to Allah in the best possible manner that you can be. So you wear the best clothing, your appearance should be the best, and you clean your mouth. This is one of the reasons. Another reason that some of the ulama have mentioned is that so it doesn't harm the angels. Because we know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا أَكَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الثَّوْمُ وَالْبَصَلُ. If one of you eats raw garlic or raw onions, then do not come close to the masjid. فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَ تَتَأَذَّى بِذَلِكَ. Because the angels are put off or harmed by the smells which emanate from a person's mouth. And because these are acts of worship and the angels draw close, because of not wanting to harm or repel the angels, this is why we should use the miswak. And it, perhaps both of these meanings are correct. From the benefits that we take from this hadith is the virtue of the prayer and the wudu, that they were specified that the miswak should be used before them. From the benefits that we take from this hadith is the compassion and the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he thought it would be too difficult upon us, otherwise he would have ordered it. And this is what Allah mentioned in the Quran. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we did not send you except as a mercy for mankind. This is an example of his mercy. Allah said, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And he is with the believers, merciful and compassionate. And this is one of the examples of the mercy and the compassion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And one of the benefits of this hadith is that Islam is built upon ease. All of the rulings of Islam in them is ease, and something which is gentle and easy upon the believers. And Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah does not want to place any difficulty upon you, وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ. But He only wants to purify you. And Allah said in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants ease for you, and He does not want difficulty for you. And then the final benefit that we take from this hadith, is that this hadith is an evidence for a famous principle in fiqh. We have in the study of fiqh, we have qawa'id fiqhiyya and we have usul fiqhiyya. One of the famous principles of fiqh is dar al mafasid muqaddam ala jalb al masalih. That if we have a potential benefit and we have a potential harm, and these potential benefits and harms are going to oppose each other, then we'd rather repel the harm as opposed to attain the benefit. So if we have a possible benefit and a possible harm, and they're going to oppose each other, then we'd rather repel the harm as opposed to trying to attain the benefit. If by attaining this benefit, we're also going to bring a harm, then we don't attain the benefit as long as we don't attain the harm. And this is the principle which is based upon this hadith. Because look, we have two benefits. Number one, the obligation of cleaning and purifying our mouth. This is a benefit. But the harm is that had the Prophet ordered with this, it'd be too difficult upon us. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he preferred to repel the harm. So it isn't an obligation upon us. And there's many, many examples of this. And the whole Sharia is built upon al-masalih wal-mafasid. الدين مبني على المصالح في جلبها ودرء للقبائح. Like Sheikh Sa'di said, the teacher of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said the religion is built upon considering and weighing harms and benefits, in trying to bring the benefits and repel the harms. So this is the scholars of Usul al-Fiqh, when they made this principle, they based it on this hadith and other hadith similar to this. After this, we come to the next hadith, which is the hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yamani radiyallahu anhuma. An Hudhayfa ibn al-Yamani radiyallahu anhuma qal, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha qama min al-layli yashusu fahu bis-siwak. Qala al-muallif, ma'nahu yaghsilu wa yadluku. Yuqal shasahu yashusuhu. مَاصَهُ يَمُوسُهُ إِذَا غَسِلَهُ. So this hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu anhuma, the father al-Yaman was a Muslim and Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhuma was also a Muslim, is that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to wake up from the night, and here it's referring to the night prayer, that when he wanted to pray the night prayer, then he would cleanse his mouth with the siwak. And the author then mentions that the meaning of yashusu is from the verb shasa yashusu, which means to clean. And fa, meaning his mouth. In Arabic, the mouth is either called fam or it is called fa. And the general benefits from this hadith, or the general meaning of this hadith, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his love of cleanliness, and from his hatred of bad smells, and the fact that he wanted to seek closeness to Allah in the best possible state, in a clean state, that even when he would wake up for the night prayer, in which nobody else will see him, he won't be around other people, he still used to clean his teeth using the miswak. So what are the general benefits we can take from this hadith? Number one, that one of the times in which using the miswak is emphasized is before the night prayer, when waking up at night. In fact, the reason why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use the miswak waking up from sleep is, the ulama have said, because this is a cause in which the state of the mouth is possibly going to change. So when a person sleeps a few hours, then most likely the state of a person's mouth and his smell that emanates from his mouth is going to change from something being good to being bad. And therefore, based upon this hadith, by way of qiyas, anything which is going to change the smell of a person's mouth, then miswak becomes emphasized. So whether it's eating something or drinking something with a bad smell, anything like this, or for example, not drinking for a while. If a person doesn't drink for a while or doesn't eat for a while, then the mouth becomes dry and therefore smells may emanate from the mouth. anything which changes the state of a person's mouth and the smell, then it is emphasized to use miswak. And this is based from this, in this hadith. This, the scholars, they call it al-illah. And the meaning of al-illah is the reason. So we know what the Prophet ﷺ did, but what is the reason behind him doing it? Is there a logical reason for him doing it, or is it a pure act of worship? If we know the illah, if we know the logical reason why he did something, then we can start using qiyas or analogy and comparing other things to it, and therefore other things come under the ruling. And this is studied in Usul al-Fiqh. Then we come to the next hadith, and this is the hadith of Ummul Mu'mineen wa Ummuna Aisha radiyallahu anha qalat dakhala Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhuma ala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ana musnidatuhu ila sadri wa ma'a Abdurrahman siwakun ratbun yastannu bihi فأبده رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بصره فأخذت السواك فقضمته وطيبته ثم دفعته إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فاستن به فما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استن استنانا أحسن منه فما عدا أن فرغ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رفع يده أو إصبعه ثم قال في الرفيق الأعلى ثلاثا ثم قضي عليه وكانت تقول مات بين حاقنتي وذاقنتي وفي لفظ فرأيته ينظر إلي وعرفت أنه يحب السواك فقلت آخذه لك فأشار برأسه أن نعم هذا لفظ البخاري ولمسلم نحوه. This is a lengthy hadith, and it is the hadith of أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها. She describes a state in which the Prophet ﷺ, he departed this world, i.e. when he died. She mentions that during the final illness of the Prophet ﷺ, when he was about to pass away and the pain and the illness became severe, then he was in the house of his beloved wife Aisha radiallahu anha. And while she was in her house, then her brother Abdurrahman, the brother of Aisha, Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr as-Siddiq, he also entered. Whilst he entered, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his head was upon the chest of Aisha radiallahu anha. Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr, he had with him a miswak that he was using. He was using a miswak. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wanted the miswak, but he wasn't able to speak. So he looked at the miswak, he stared at the miswak. You know, he stared at it, such that Aisha radiallahu anha knew that this is what he wanted. He was intending the miswak. And then in one of the wordings, Aisha radiallahu anha, she states that when I knew he wanted the miswak because he loved the miswak, I said, "Akhidhuhu lak, shall I take it for you?" And he nodded with his head, meaning yes. Then Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu anha, she took the miswak from Abdurrahman. She softened it and cleaned it with her teeth, and then she gave it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he cleaned his blessed mouth with the miswak, and then after this, he raised his hand or his finger to the sky upwards, and he said, "Fir rafiq al a'la," to the companionship which is high, to the companionship which is high. Thumma qudiya alayhi, and then he passed away, and then he departed this world. And this hadith, it shows the great love that the Prophet ﷺ had and the importance that he would attach to cleanliness and purification, and especially cleanliness of the mouth. That even during his final illness, in which the pains were severe, as soon as he saw somebody with the miswak and he couldn't speak, but he stared at it in order to take the miswak. And this hadith in reality contains many, many benefits. We'll try to summarize some of them. First of all, the great virtue of Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, he passed away while his head was resting on her lap, on her chest. From the benefits of this hadith is the importance of cleanliness, because the Prophet ﷺ did so even in this state. From the benefits of this hadith is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he raised his hand and he looked up and then he said, "Fir Rafiq al-A'la," the higher companionship. And the meaning of the highest companionship is that he wanted to be with the angels and with the righteous people, and Nabiyeen wa Shuhada wa Sadiqeen wa Salihin, with the prophets, the messengers, the truthful people, and the martyrs. And then in the next hadith, we come to the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, who said, "Ataytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa yastaku bi siwakin ratbin. Qala wa tarafu as-siwaki ala lisanihi wa huwa yaqul u' was-siwaku fi fihi ka'annahu yatahawwa." From the benefits of the previous hadith is, it is permitted for a person to use the miswak which another person is using as long as a person cleans it. Why? Because Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr, he was using this miswak. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took it off him. Then Aisha radiallahu anha, she cleaned the miswak and then she gave it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is permitted to use the miswak of another person as long as it has been cleaned. In this hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu an, he said, "I came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he was cleaning his teeth using the miswak and it was in his mouth and he was saying, 'U' u'." And the meaning of u' is that the Prophet ﷺ, he was cleaning his tongue and his teeth and his gums, and he was doing it so much, or exaggerating so much, that the voice was coming out of his mouth, like u', if somebody is putting something down his throat. And this again shows the importance or the virtue of using the miswak, and that it is used to clean a person's tongue, because it says, قال وطرف السواك على لسانه, that the end of the miswak was upon his tongue, so he's cleaning his tongue, and this is the general benefit. So in general, the virtue of using the miswak, and that the tongue is also cleaned. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam. And that finishes the book of, or the chapter of, miswak.